WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey's rate of COVID transmission continues a steady climb. It is still below 1, but barely, at 0.99. It's important to note because lawmakers granted Governor Murphy the power to implement new COVID restrictions if the rate of transmission or hospitalizations spike. Hospitalizations remain around 300, a pandemic low. Nationally, the vaccine rate is not as high as it is in New Jersey, but a new milestone has been reached. 150 million Americans are fully vaccinated, and in more evidence the pandemic is waning, fewer people are dying from COVID. In 2020, it was the third leading cause of death behind only heart disease and cancer. COVID is no longer among the nation's biggest killers. Lawmakers and Governor Murphy have agreed to add another $505 million to the state's pension contribution in the upcoming budget on top of what was already to be a record $6.4 billion payment. The governor has been negotiating with the legislature on how to deploy a roughly $10 billion surplus.
If there's an opportunity to put more money against any of the structural deficits as a state that we have, color me, between open-minded and enthusiastic, and obviously if we could, one of the big ones would be the pension.
The additional pension payment reflects the cost of lowering the expected return on investment for pension assets from 7.3 to 7% a year earlier than had been planned. The nation's economy is rebounding faster than expected, and the head of the Federal Reserve is again signaling they may soon start to dial back efforts to prop up the economy. Inflation has hit a 13-year high, with Americans paying more for everything from gas to food. Interest rates could begin to climb again as early as the end of this year. Taking an early look at New Jersey's gubernatorial election, a new poll out of Fairleigh Dickinson University shows incumbent Democrat Phil Murphy with a healthy lead, 48-33%, over Republican challenger Jack Cettarelli. 19 weeks out, Cettarelli is an unknown quantity to most voters.
70% of New Jersey registered voters say they have no opinion of him. 17% of registered voters in New Jersey say they've never heard of him.
Poll executive director Dan Cassino says being unknown is better than being disliked. Busted at Dave and Buster's. An East Orange man is arrested after inappropriately touching and grabbing women, allegedly, at the Willowbrook Mall location. When police arrived there Saturday, a female patron claimed a man grabbed her buttocks, then walked away. Security footage confirmed the woman's report, and 38-year-old Philip Lively was taken into custody. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A little brighter tomorrow, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm so excited. I love you guys. You bring our spirits up.
New Jersey 101.5.
504, now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Trouble on 22 on the eastbound side coming out of beyond North Broad Street and Hillside. It's a crash. One lane is currently closed off. You've got lots of slowdowns on the New Jersey Turnpike. Both spurs to the car and the truck lanes coming in through Newark and Elizabeth. Lots of slowdowns along the way. And the Newark Bay extension's been slow too. West coming back up to the main roadway. 287 southbound traffic at exit 6 down to 3. More traffic coming down towards 440. Northbound 287 slow between exit 9 and 12. And the Garden State Parkway is still trying to recover that southbound side down past exit 98 to 91 remains very slow after an earlier crash on the northbound side. We do have path train delays between Newark and World Trade and Hoboken and World Trade. Oh, and if you're leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, back up to maybe 10, 15 minutes for the lower deck of the GW Bridge. Slightly better with the upper deck. 15 minutes of the Lincoln Tunnel, 5 or less of the Holland. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south, 295 northbound. What a crawl. And that's from exit 34, Route 70, up through to exit 36 at 73, where we have an accident and one lane is blocked off. 30, that's Whitehorse Pike, blocked off in both directions in the EHT Mullica Hill area. And that is because pole is down and wires are on the road. They have to get that cleared up. And on the Turnpike northbound, exit 5 to exit 6, easing out from an earlier accident. Traffic is every 15 minutes. Next report, 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic made possible by Advanced Surgical and Bariatrics, because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Put your trust in one of the safest weight loss surgical programs in the country. Call 855-LOSE-IT-NJ or visit online at loseitnj.com. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 69 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 506.
Unwind your workday with Steve Trevalese. Listen weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
08 now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The rest of this afternoon, cloudy and quite cool for this time of year with periods of rain. Temperatures in the 60s. Gradual clearing and turning chilly tonight, low 50 to 55. Dropping down to 45 to 50 in the northwest hills and upper 50s at the shore. For tomorrow, sunshine and nice with low humidity, high 73 to 78. On Thursday, high pressure and control with lots of sunshine, high 75 to 80. As we head into Friday, high pressure moves out to sea. The winds turn into the south. Look for intervals of clouds and sun with highs around 80, low to mid-70s at the shore. On Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun. It will be warmer and more humid, perhaps an isolated shower, high 80 to 85. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Bob Smirbeck.
Red Bank 65 degrees, Randolph 60, Roselle 64. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.